throughout my whole life, I quit a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just different various things. I kind of considered myself a quitter with a lot of things. And when I hit photography, I was like, I'm not quitting this. This is gonna stick. I'm gonna go through this. You know, this is what I was meant to do.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Laundry Chat Podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and today I had the honor to talk to Kyle Ingman, or Kyle J. Ingman on Instagram. He is a landscape photographer, commercial photographer. He does portrait photography. He is just an amazing photographer and also an amazing person. I knew Kyle when, in the summer of 2016, I was celebrating my 1 year of recovery from my eating disorder, and I wanted pictures of it, or pictures of, like, myself. And I remember seeing Kyle's work and being like, he needs to take my photos. So we spent a solid amount of time taking photos. And at the end, I was like, Kyle, how much do I owe you? And he's like, $20. And so that was when Kyle was first starting his photography Instagram journey. And now he is at thousands of followers, and his photography has only improved. And it was just such a good time talking with him about his process through that and some of his thoughts and tips on how to get through, as in his own words, the creative's curse. And I remember him telling me that we talk about it in the interview, but Kyle has been a person that, when I started getting in photography, really encouraged me and gave me advice and helped me and offered his expertise on things that I had no idea where to start. So, Kyle is just a great person with, like I said, some really great insight on how to overcome those creative ruts that we get in. I am super excited for you to listen. I really hope that this in some way encourages you to pursue your passion, whether or not it's photography. It could be writing, it could be boating, it could be dancing, it could be singing, it could be woodworking, anything, whatever you love and are passionate about. I hope that Kyle helps remind you that to go for it and to do it. He's traveled across the United States, and I think his just willingness for, and his willingness for adventure is just inspiring in itself. And the fact that it's documented in photography makes it all that much more beautiful. So, without further ado, here is my interview with Kyle Ingman. Let's first start off with who you are, for people who aren't already following you, for people who have no idea who Kyle Ingman is. How would you describe yourself to someone who doesn't know you?
Well, my name's definitely Kyle Ingman. So, so I'm a Wisconsin native. I was born here in Amory, actually probably like 60 feet that way.
Oh, yeah, because this used to be the hospital.
This used to be the hospital.
Yeah. This is so fitting.
And I do a lot of photography work. That's the way you put it. I'm a commercial photographer in my spare time, and then I do full-time produce work over at Dick's Fresh Market to kind of cover my travel addiction.
Yeah, to fuel the photography.
Yep.
That's awesome. Like, is there anything interesting about you that we should know? Any fun facts that you have?
Any fun facts? Oh, my God. I'm sure there's something.
I know.
Before I was in photography, I did sports writing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Where was that? Did you do that? In Green Bay?
No, I was covering the Green Bay Packers for a subsidiary website of Sports Illustrated.
Okay. That's cool.
So, I wrote for a website that was owned by Sports Illustrated, and then some of my articles actually ended up getting featured on their site.
That's sweet.
And that was always a childhood dream of mine.
Like, yeah.
From when I was really young. Like, I used to write, like, all these, like, football articles and stuff.
Off topic, but like, do you still write still, or have you not really done it for a while?
No, I quit writing like right the same time as I picked up photography.
Interesting. Okay.
There's a good Ron Swanson quote that goes along with that. It's don't half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing.
Yes.
And I when I was trying to decide if I want to go into photography, I was like, all right, if I'm going to do this, I have to do it 100%.
Yeah.
Can't split my time between two things.
That's awesome. I think that was a good choice on your part. Not that you can't do both, but I think, like, seeing you grow, like, it was it was just cool to see you like put your whole heart in it, and yeah, super inspiring. But okay, so what's your dirty laundry as of late? So
actual dirty laundry.
Well, is it seriously?
Yeah, I can't keep up with it.
No,
it's bad.
Oh my gosh, is there anything else other like in your life that's kind of like you've been struggling with lately? Or
struggling, probably photography. Actually, I'm kind of in a lull right now, which is okay.
Yeah,
those can end up being the most creative moments for creatives.
That's true.
Because you kind of hit that stride where you're kind of doing stuff, you're doing it like kind of average, and then it kind of goes down, and then you get something that's really good, right? And it kind of bounces you back up into it. And so I'm kind of waiting for that to hit.
Yeah. How long have you been in this kind of like lull?
It's been a couple months.
Yeah.
It's been kind of slow. I mean, it's spring here, so you can't really shoot a lot of stuff. And my commitment to Dick's right now, I can't travel for the rest. Well, not until like August.
Really?
So, well, it's all right. I mean, there's plenty of stuff to do around here now that it's summer.
I suppose. Huh. Yeah. That would be it. That's some dirty laundry.
Yeah.
I feel you. How did you... Okay, so let's like backtrack and like... Tell us the story of how you kind of got into it a little bit about how you were in sports journalism to starting full A-word, full A-wording photography. Like how did that happen?
It's a long story. I mean, it's not like one certain thing happened and then all of a sudden I was in photography. It was like a lot of things. So when I was writing, I would go to the Packers training camp, take photos. Because one of my biggest pet peeves when I was writing was there was no copyright-free photos for writers to use with their articles. So I wanted to go. I shot just a ton of photos, put them on Flickr, no copyright, so everyone could use them. All the writers, all my fellow sports bloggers that cover the Packers, they could use the photos. And I came to find out that like that was like my favorite part was taking photos at sports camp. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I could do photography. And I was like, nah. It wouldn't make any sense, and I'm already going for writing, so I might as well stick with that and maybe do photography, sports photography on the side and see if that works out. Well, I was in my second year at Barham County for mass communications, and I was in class like every single day, and I'm not a school guy at all. It's terrible. I can't focus. My brain's always going 1,000%. And so, like, I was constantly daydreaming. Like, you've seen the movie The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, right?
Parts of it.
You've never seen it?
I've seen it, sort of, but I wasn't, like, fully watching it when I was watching it. But
that's, like, my full inspiration.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of, like, how my journey started was. I was kind of just, like, a stagnant guy who was looking for more, like, adventure. So I started, like, immersing myself in, like, travel stuff. So it really wasn't photography that was first. It was the idea of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And then photography kind of came with it. So I was, like, watching... There's a TV show called Departures that was kind of, like, my biggest, like... I guess my biggest kick in the ass was Walter Mitty, the movie, and then Departures. And I know that they're just TV shows and movies, but, you know, pretty big inspirations. And I just started thinking, I'm like, well, where haven't I been? I've been up to north of Duluth, and I started, like, planning all these trips, and, like, basically, like, in class, like, I'd be supposed to be paying attention to, like, government politics and stuff, like, for my class, and I'd be sitting there, like, planning out a whole, like, three-week trip through Europe
something.
And it was, like, February, and finally it was, like, all right, how would I make money if I did this? So I picked up a camera, and I was, like, well, let's see if I can make some photos, because I'd started following, like, photography on Instagram at that point. And I went and I walked out, like, in my backyard and shot, like, photos of pine trees or something.
What camera do you have? Was it a...
Oh, at the time?
Yeah.
It was a Nikon D50.
Okay.
It was, right now, it would be 14 years old, so it was pretty outdated.
Wow.
I couldn't shoot RAW.
Oh, yeah.
So everything was in JPEG, which is fine because I was starting out.
Yeah.
And,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so I got some advice on how to use a camera from some website, and they were like, put the ISO to 1600, put your f-stop to 22. I don't know if it was like a parody website. I followed it for about maybe like 3-4 weeks, and I'm like, this isn't working.
Oh my gosh.
Like in the middle of day, just shooting. Like, I'm not getting good photos.
Like I suck. I'm horrible. Yeah.
Like
just steer it.
With the aperture, you get the blur in the background. and I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, what software are they using to get the blur in the background? Like, that's how bad I was at photography when I started.
That's so cool, though. Oh, that's funny. I remember when, because I had, when I had asked you, it was like, was it summer of 2016 that I asked you to take my pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember you were kind of like, it was when I first, like, had noticed that you were doing photography, and I was like, oh my gosh, your photos are so good. And I remember you saying, like, I don't know if you remember this, but you were at, like, 666 followers.
Yep.
And you kept, like, going, like, up and down, but you kept staying at, like,
yeah.
666. And now you have almost, like 17,000 almost.
I just cracked 17,000 yesterday.
Yeah.
And went back down again.
And then, that's awesome. Like, how did that... Like, how did it start from, like, in 2016 to, like, 2018 now? Like, having, like, I mean, that growth.
How did the growth happen?
Yeah, kind of.
If I had an answer, I would tell you. But honestly, it was just I posted photos and people followed me for it.
Yeah.
So I think part of it, too, is just being able to convey good stories with the photos, too.
Yeah.
Really, that's it. It's not like I called Instagram. I'm like, hey, guys, get me on the hook for this stuff.
Yeah. Huh. That's crazy. Oh my gosh. Okay. I guess, yeah, we'll go to this. Like, where are you at? You kind of mentioned it, but where are you right now? Like, what's your kind of, like, what in photography, like, what does a day look like for you with photography? Or is it kind of not like, it's just kind of,
I think maybe you explained that question.
Or, yeah, I guess, like, what I had written was, where are you right now in this journey?
Right now?
Yeah.
Just trying to get work.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. There's a kind of the whole industry is collapsing at the moment. That's the problem, is because there's so many people working for free. So it's tough to pick up paid work because all these companies, for every person that's asking for money, there's 100 people asking for no money at all. It'll collapse the industry, but companies need to learn that what they're paying for is what they get. So if they want free work, it's going to be free quality.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are going to spend the most work and, you know, put the most effort into their photos are going to be the people that are paid. You know, if I'm not getting paid anything and I have to do work for somebody, I'm not going to be that great at it.
Yeah.
If I showed up at Dick's one day and they were like, yeah, we're not going to pay you today, but you got to do all your stuff. I would be like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to sit in the back.
Yeah, that'd be super hard.
I guess that falls in the dirty laundry category.
It does. Yeah, especially in this, like, I remember I was talking to my friend about it, and she's like, everyone's a photographer now. Like, if you have an iPhone, you feel like you're a photographer.
I believe that.
Yeah, so it's, like, it's hard to, like...
If anyone wants to be creative, they can be creative. I mean,
for sure.
I'm not supposed to say that they're not.
Yeah, yes. No, I agree with that. It just, like, makes it harder to stand out and harder to, like, make it a living when it feels like anyone could do it, or, like, it doesn't feel like it's that hard. Or, I don't know. At least, like, from my perspective, I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, anyone could do what I'm doing. Like, what makes me worth, like, hiring or that kind of thing? So, I don't know. It made me think of that, but... okay. So yeah, tying into that, and actually I think you called it the creative's curse or something. We were driving to Duluth. I remember I was just starting in photography and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I just was like telling you basically what I just told you now, I guess, is how, like, I feel like my work sucks. It's not good compared to anyone else's. And you're like, that's just like the creative struggle.
Yeah.
Like, that's the creative's curse.
That's
like,
normal.
Yes, it's normal. And I never heard that before. And I was like, it is. Like, and what? So, how would you define that? And, like, how would you define the creative's curse?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. Probably the way you interpret stuff is not the way other people interpret stuff. So, you might think something is just fantastic, and then other people come and they're like, I don't really like this. Or, you know, you put something on Instagram and you're like, oh, it's just another photo. And then it blows up. Everybody's like, oh my god, this is extraordinary. Like,
I remember your iPhone photo or your Android photo on Twitter.
Yep.
It like went viral.
Yep.
And it was just on, you're like, I just took this on my phone.
Yeah, everyone was asking me, they're like, oh my god, like, what did you do for this? And I was like, I literally just pulled my phone out and just, like, it wasn't even a good phone. It was like an LG Volt or something. Or no, it was an S6, I think.
Okay.
But, Yeah, it was just, it wasn't even with my main camera. It wasn't edited or anything. It was just, that was the moment. And I guess that captivated people.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, oh, just, this is a photo. This is where I am right now. And people were like going nuts over it.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What else would there be for the creative's curse? I guess once you're 100% happy with your work, then you're stagnant. That was the other part. If you're always happy with your work, you're never growing because you're never looking for something new.
I like that.
That was the other part, was to constantly be growing and being pushing yourself in the direction of being a photographer. You have to hate your work.
Yeah.
That was a true photographer is never happy with his work. That was kind of the big part of it, the curse.
Interesting.
If you want to keep moving forward, you'll never be happy with the work.
Huh.
I mean, you can be kind of happy, but not like 100%. Like.
Yes. Yeah. Huh. So it's kind of like a blessing, and sort of. I mean, in a way.
It's a curse. That's what it is.
But without it, then you would never improve, I guess.
I mean, there's photos where I take that I'm like, oh my god, these are great.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, then also I'll look at another photo from like one of my peers, and I'm like, okay,
yeah,
that just blows everything away. I'm not even close to that. I might like my work, but I'm not anywhere near where I want to
yes.
be.
Yes. Yeah. Huh. How do you personally, like, we'll kind of combine these questions. Like, how do you tackle the creative curse? Like, how do you find the cure from it? And then how would you, kind of tying into how would you, like, suggest that someone else who's dealing with it right now get through it?
You just work through it.
You just keep going?
You just keep shooting. It's just kind of a power through it type thing.
Yeah.
Because curse never ends.
Yeah.
Really, it never ends.
So encouraging.
Well, like I said, you can be happy with your work, but you can't be too happy with your work, because otherwise you're not growing.
Yeah.
You always got to be looking to fix imperfections, and if there's no imperfections, then you're not growing. But yeah, it's basically just work through it, try new things. Pretty basic, I would say. I guess, yeah, just try and shoot new things too. If you're a landscape person and you're having trouble with landscape, try portraits, try cityscape, try astrophotography. Just put different elements in there. Maybe that inspires you in ways that you can use for landscape, or vice versa. If you're a portrait photographer, try landscape, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it. Yeah. And maybe you have mentioned this, or maybe it's something else, but what's the hardest part about trying to find ground in, like, a field like photography, or even, like, Instagram on social media, or what do you think is the hardest part? And then, if you think of it first, what's the best part about it?
I guess the big part is just getting people to, like, believe in you.
Yeah.
I know a lot of my friends, there's a lot that are like, oh my god, you're doing so good, and there's other like, what are you doing? Like, you want to live out of your truck and travel, and like, yeah, that sounds awesome. So a lot of like, just trying to get people to understand you, I think, is a big one. Another one, like, people trying to, like, getting, and then I guess this ties into it, getting people to take you seriously, like companies.
Yes.
That's the big thing, because a lot of people are like, oh, this is just some kid who picked up a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there's a lot of times where I get people that email me or DM me on Instagram, and they're like, oh my god, I love your work so much, we should work together. And I'm like, all right, awesome, these are my prices, and I'll have your work done in, 2 weeks after we get a contract signed and whatnot. They're like, oh yeah, we don't want to pay you. It means that they're not taking you seriously.
Yeah.
That's the big one. It's just getting people to take you seriously. Like, you can commit to the photographer thing all you want. Tell people you're a photographer. You have the website, everything. But they have to decide for themselves if they want to believe in you.
Yeah. Do you find that, like, do you have trouble, like, taking yourself seriously? Or do you typically?
I did at first. I take myself really seriously now.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to commit to it. I mean, if
yeah.
you want to be a photographer, you have to tell yourself you're a photographer.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
a big thing. But yeah, it's, I mean, it's a serious thing to me. I mean, I want it to be my career, so
yeah,
how could I not be serious about it?
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that attitude. Like, that's, a, I think, yeah, at least for me, like, I struggle with that a lot, is, like, taking myself seriously, much less, like, having other people take me seriously. But, yeah, no, that would, that, I definitely feel you with that being a hard part about it. Is there, what's the best part about photography and being, like, creative and sharing it on social media?
Just getting shared. Getting to meet all the people who are like, oh, my God, you inspire me. Like, you're traveling, all that. And I'm just like, I don't know, I'm just living under my truck on the North Shore in Minnesota for a couple of days. Like, how is that inspiring? I'm just camping. But that's a big thing, like, having just people just reach out. And you're like, that kind of makes it worth it, because then you're like, these people do take you seriously. Like,
yes,
what you're doing. Yeah, it's a big
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a big part.
That's awesome. And I'm sure people who, like, look at your stuff or see, like, what you're doing, like, are in jobs that they don't love, you know what I mean, too. So it's like, I don't know. It is inspiring, like, any time you see someone doing what they love, it's just, like, inspiring. And then to see them go at it as 100% as you do is, like, yeah, super, super cool. Okay, so what are some tips that you have for people who are listening to this and maybe want to get started in photography, want to get started in, like, a creative field of something they love? What are some tips that you have?
I'm really sorry with all the simple answers.
It's okay.
If you want to get into photography, pick up a camera and shoot and just see what you can create, see what you like to do, and then just push it from there. I mean, that's what I did. I mean, I started, I shot in my backyard. Then I went and I walked across the street to one of my lakes that's across my parents' house, shot around there. And then I did a trip over to Interstate, shot there. And, like, I slowly started branching out until finally I was like, I did a 2,000-mile road trip to the West Coast with Wesley Sixworth. So, and then from there, it's just been, you know, it kind of spirals.
Yeah.
You know, you start out small and it gets bigger. So.
Yeah. Would you say, like, meeting people, like, I say, or other people in your field has, like, helped you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely learning how to grow from other people. You learn plenty of stuff from people. Like, I never knew the shortcuts on the keyboard until.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot who it was I met. I think it was my buddy in Seattle, Jake Guzman. He told me all the shortcuts you can do on your laptop for editing and whatnot. And that might be a small thing, but then there's also, like, the larger things, like life hacks and stuff that you can use for traveling. And so, yeah, I mean, meeting other people and then obviously just meeting other people and seeing their work and being inspired from them. You know, taking them seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
that definitely helps a lot.
Yeah. Let's see. What is, well, Yeah, we'll go to this. What is your next goal or dream in your, like, as big as you want, or is, like, next, like, tomorrow, my goal is to do this, or if it's, like, in the future, like, if my dream job would be this?
I want to be an astronaut rock star.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome.
Actually, astronaut wouldn't be a bad one. That'd be cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
I'd love to see space.
And take pictures of
space. Space is so captivating. That's one, like, I'd always want to, like, for Mars, like, you know, if they were looking for people to go to Mars, I think I might go. If I was offered
really?
The chance to go to Mars and shoot photos,
oh my
and
gosh.
Document the process of the first humans ever reaching Mars, I think I would do
you
it.
You would go.
It would be weird. You know, if you're only with, like, maybe, like, three or four other people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that would be, like, a chance of a lifetime. Like, I would do it.
Wow.
I
was not.
It'd be crazy.
I guess, like, once you, I mean, yeah. Not, well, hopefully, good luck with that. That'd actually be super sweet.
I guess for stuff that I'm trying to get into, like, cinematography is a big one. And then writing, too. Like,
yeah.
I kind of want to get into, like, so, like, I've always considered myself a photographer, but I'm a creative first. So, like, everything is within the realm for me for creating. So, like, I've always wanted to do, like write a movie script or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or do, like, a simple, like, YouTube video, like, cinematography type stuff. Those are, you know, different ends of the spectrum for cinematography, but What else? I kind of wanted to get into music, maybe.
Oh, really?
Just see what I could make with that, like with a soundboard or something. So, I mean, there's plenty. I guess the goals would be try to make a song, try to write a movie, try to make a visual aspect video, I guess.
Yeah.
Nothing too big.
Just kind of, yeah.
I'm going to write the next Star Wars.
Oh, my gosh. That would be awesome. Yeah. No, that's cool. I like to, I'm excited to see, like, where you go with that and, like, broadening, like, your, you know, because you shot a wedding, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you, how'd you like that? Was it kind of, like, stressful, or did you like
it? It was stressful. Luckily, I knew the people who were getting married, and I actually had two of my best friends were at the wedding. One of them was one of the groomsmen, and the other one was invited to the wedding.
Oh, that's nice.
So they were there. So I was kind of, like, I was really out of my element, but at the same time, they were there, so I was kind of, they kind of calmed me down a little bit.
Yeah.
And it helped that the groom and the bride were like, oh, just take the photos. It's fine. Because, like, originally our plan was I was going to shoot their photos for, like, $50.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, because they didn't have a lot of money. And I told them, I was like, yeah, I can shoot your wedding. I just want to get something into my docket, you know.
Yeah.
$50, like, just so I can make something for the day. And they're like, yeah, we'll talk about it. And then they actually ended up paying me a little bit extra.
I was going to say.
But they were still very lenient about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just shoot the photos. We don't, you know, we don't care. We want artistic expression in it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It was an experience.
Yes.
By the end of the day, I was zonked. I was like, oh, I got to go home. It was pretty funny, though. I was walking out to my car. My phone had died because I had been shooting for 12 hours. It was long.
I know. Weddings are the worst. Or the best, but worst.
I did all of it. I did the photos before, like the portraits. I did the ceremony. I did the reception, like all the dancing and stuff going on. I was there from like 9 in the morning until probably 11 at night. So 14 hours.
That's, yeah.
It was long.
Oh my gosh.
I was actually walking out of my car. My phone had died. So I plugged it in and I had an Instagram message. And I was like, somebody messaged me or whatever. And they're like, do you shoot weddings? And I was like, I just got done with one. Like, literally, I just got into my car. And they were asking me to shoot another wedding. So I was like, I didn't end up shooting.
Did you? You're like, never again.
I don't know if weddings are my thing. I like commercial stuff.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, where I don't have to, you know, the companies can get pissed, but it's like, if I shoot a picture of like a mac and cheese box or something, the mac and cheese box isn't gonna be mad at me. I can deal with anger over emails, so I don't have to do it in person.
It's not like a once in a lifetime moment that you'll never get back again. And yeah.
So you get to shoot Kim and Reese's wedding.
Yes, I do. Are they, you know them, right? Because she's
one of the groomsmen.
Oh, you are? Okay. She had said that, like, there was some connection. It was a while ago that she messaged me, but she was like, wait,
I actually
Wingman.
Recommended you to them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were, like, because they were getting married, and I was like, oh, you should have Molly shoot your wedding photos, because I was trying to do it, and they're like, no, we kind of want you to be at the wedding. And I was like,
oh,
okay.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, I'm excited. Kim seems super nice. So, yeah. No, weddings are totally different. I always feel like, I know this sounds bad, but I always feel like I'm getting like abused or something, because there's always like the different dynamic of families and like, no, you should go over here and over there and like, how about this and like, how about that, and like it just like, and then it's long hours too, so then you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do it anymore, and like it feels like everyone's expecting so much and you're like, oh my gosh. But yeah, normally, at least for me, like at the end of it, after like a day of rest, I'm like, okay, it actually wasn't as bad as I like made it out to be, but I can see why you would never do them again.
Yeah, I would say like the actual shooting was maybe like a 6 out of 10 on the stress scale. The 9 out of 10 on the stress scale was me editing the photos, and just like, oh, the lighting's bad on this one. Oh, the lighting's bad on this one. Oh, the lighting's bad on all of them.
And you like don't have time to think about it when you're in the moment. Yeah.
Well, yeah, a lot. That's the thing too with weddings, is it's like you don't have control over the location usually. So
yes,
you can't, you know, like for me, I was shooting in a very dark church with green carpets and like
the florist.
There was one big skylight with the sun coming straight down through, So it was like very contrasty.
Yeah.
I did my best to make it look good, but it was like, I was like, oh my God, these are going to be just, these are going to be gnarly.
And you're good at like natural light. I mean, you're so used to the sun. I mean, you know,
yeah.
So then that's just like out of your element too, where it's like,
oh, yeah.
This is not my normal like situation. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not an artificial lighting guy.
No.
Sure.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. I don't even know how we got on that tangent, but I, you're talking about
recent,
going to Mars.
Yeah. Goals and inspirations, photography, you doing Reese and Kim's wedding.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
Like 80 degrees. There's like different cutoff points in there.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is. And like you wouldn't have never known. I mean, obviously that you didn't prefer weddings if you hadn't done one. You know,
yeah.
And so I think that's important too, is just like, you're not going to like everything you try, and you're not going to like, it's, I don't know, it's scary, but it's, I think it's, yeah, important to like, be like gentle with yourself when you're feeling the like creative curse of like, you're not going to be good at everything,
yeah,
you know, and like everything you try isn't always going to be the best. And I don't know. So
yeah, definitely be easy on yourself.
Yes. It. Yeah. Okay. What? Okay. So this is kind of like, this is our last like official question, unless I randomly think of like something else to ask you if you answer this or as you answer this. But what is something that you've learned about yourself throughout this whole journey from starting at photography to like right now?
Oof, that's deep.
It is a little bit.
I didn't read that one last night.
Oh, you did?
No, I, oh man, I missed that one. Let's see. I guess the big thing for me is, up until photography, throughout my whole life, I quit a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just different various things. I kind of considered myself a quitter with a lot of things. And when I hit photography, I was like, I'm not quitting this. This is gonna stick. I'm going to go through this. You know, this is what I was meant to do. And so I came to, you know, I was like, you can quit 1,000 things, but as long as you don't quit that one thing that you really, truly like to do, then that's all that matters, right? Like,
yeah.
As long as that one thing sticks and that's what makes you happy, then the other thousands of things that you quit to get to that position, you know, it really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You know, before it did because I hadn't found photography yet, but now that I'm in that, you know, all the mistakes I've made in my life, everything that I've, all the decisions I've made, everything that's led up to this point, I've realized that have been all good decisions. And the mistakes I've learned from, but I am where I am. Oh shit! How do you? Sorry.
You're good.
I'm trying to.
I am where
I am at now because of all the decisions I made. That was a tongue
yes.
twister.
There you go.
That's what. Yeah. So, I mean, how could I be discouraged with the way my life played out? With, you know, being happy where I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that. That's kind of the biggest takeaway. Because I was very unhappy with a lot of the stuff that I did in my life up to about 2 years ago. So.
Yeah.
But so. Now I'm very happy.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say something about it, but I think I relate to that a lot with, like, feeling like a quitter or, like, feeling like you don't, like, finish. Like, I feel like I start a bunch of things, but then I don't have enough endurance to, like, follow through with it.
Yeah.
And so I really like respect that about you, is like that you kept going and like you said about like the creative's curse, just like keep pushing through,
yeah,
and keep going. And even I remember I'm just gonna bring this up quick too, because I think it was so cool how you went to Seattle for a time, right? Yeah.
Oh, I moved out there?
Yeah, you moved out there.
Portland.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And then you just came back.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know, I just think that's cool that like you go and do things. And you just keep going, even though, like, you move back home, like, you still keep going. And even, you know what I mean? I don't know. I respect you for that. And I think that's, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is something that you, like, in photography have, like, done really well, I feel like.
Yeah. I guess Portland falls into that category, too. I moved to Portland with the idea that I was going to live there long term, like, longer
yeah.
than what I did. I ended up living there for 7 weeks.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I moved there. I lived in Vancouver across the river, and I worked all the way down in Sandy, Oregon, which was about a 50-minute drive.
Oh, wow.
One way. And so I'd have to drive through traffic I'm not a traffic guy. I live in Polk County.
When you come from here?
Yeah. I lived in Rice Lake and I lived in River Falls, so I never really had to deal with too much traffic with the other places I've ever lived in my life. And so, like, when I was living there, I was just constantly stressing. And then I got I had pulled an 8-to-4 shift one morning, or one day, and I had to leave at 7 o'clock in the morning and drive through middle of Portland during that, and I got stuck in traffic for 3 hours. And I was
3 hours?
Yeah, and on top of it, I didn't know anybody there, so, like, I was having, like, super bad panic attacks when I was there.
Yeah.
And I ended up quitting my job basically on the spot, and I decided, all right, I'm going home. You know, I made that decision to quit, but if I had made that decision to quit, you know, who knows where I would have been. It could be, you know, everything could be different now. I could be not even in photography or whatever.
Yeah.
It could be something different. But I quit my job. I drove up to Seattle for a week, did a full loop through, like, the peninsula, Mount Baker, that whole area up there. And that was worth, you know, quitting everything. You know, if I hadn't made that decision to quit something, I would never have experienced that and known, you know, what Washington was like.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Huh.
Deep stuff.
Deep stuff. speaking of deep stuff, where can everyone find you now? If they want to follow you, follow your journey, see your photos.
Everything is pretty streamlined. It's just Kyle J. Engman, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, I think YouTube. I don't have anything on YouTube. I don't have any videos or anything.
Not yet.
Not yet. I thought about vlogging, but I don't know. I don't think I have the right personality for it.
Nuh-uh. You definitely could. You definitely could.
It'd be so awkward.
That'd be, like, the best part, though. It'd be like...
But no. It'd be, like, it's, like, not a good awkward. It's, like, a cringy awkward.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you have to try it.
Yeah. So I have Instagram, Tumblr. Those are my main ones. Twitter is kind of, like, all my... That's, like, my life experiences.
Yes.
And then I have my website with all my work and portfolios and stuff.
Okay.
All my business stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff people don't like.
Yeah. And how do you – I'll put your links and stuff in the description, but how do you spell your last name in case anyone's, like, wanting to look you up, like, ASAP?
It's Engman.
Okay.
So just Kyle J. Engman.
Okay.
Pretty awesome. Easy. All you have to do is just misspell Kylie Jenner. Actually, that was kind of my theory is how I blew up so big was I just figured people were misspelling Kylie Jenner.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
they were going to Kyle, you know, because it's Kyle J-E-N for the first, like.
Yeah.
So they were just misspelling it, and they were showing up on my page. I'm like, oh, this guy has good photos.
Oh,
just
my
follow
gosh.
Him.
That is too funny. I never thought of that, but I wonder if it's true. No, it's. Though you definitely you obviously have great photos, like, no, but maybe, well,
maybe.
Yeah. But photos for sure first before Kylie Jenner, but yeah. Okay, well, I think we are going to sign off. Kyle, it really was great talking to you. I'm so glad you were able to do this so fast. I was like, I messaged you and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, like, what about, like, Monday? I'm like, okay, sure.
I'm in that lull. I got nothing going on.
That's
right,
awesome.
Now.
No, I really do appreciate it, and I'm excited to see what you create next. So, yeah, and I hope that some of you guys decide to follow along and see what he's up to too, and possibly be inspired by him and create your own stuff. So, yeah.
Please come comment awkward things on my post, please.
Yes, do it.
Super awkward.
That's a challenge. So, yeah.
At Kylie Jenner for me too.
dang, you made me forget what I was gonna say. I was gonna say something. Okay. Well, actually, we'll. Do you have any last words? Any last? Maybe that was your last thing you wanted to say.
Last words.
Last words, and then we'll sign
off.
Oh,
God. This is the deepest question yet. I don't know what my last words would be. Just silence. I think that would be it.
All right.
Awkward silence.
All right.
Just be my last words.
All right, we'll give it 2 seconds. Okay. We will see you next. We'll see you next week on the Laundry Chat Podcast. Bye, you guys.
Bye.